Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is your faithful servant, Chuck Blandington, here to ask you how many Jews you can fit into the metal injection studio. Not as many as you can fit into an ashtray. Ha 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 ha.
What?
Wow. Our bland announcer guy is pissed. Well,
you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, the world's biggest anti-drug advertisement ever created.
If you're listening live, you can hear us now. If you're on the archive, nothing has went wrong, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back on the live cast, and just to reiterate for our live listeners, Axel Rosenberg from MultipleSclerosis.net is here.
.gov, motherfucker.
And Noah's friend, Christina, is here.
I'm serious.
Oh, God, you had to mention serious.
Yes, it's Christine. This is, by the way, the second time we're doing it. Hey, Christine.
How's it going?
I heard you have a boyfriend.
Yeah. And he'll beat you up.
I heard he's retarded.
Borderline.
Okay.
Okay. We really don't have to.
I'm familiar with that.
We have a caller, though, our first caller of the night. Hopefully a decent one. Hello, you are on El Aero. That's Spanish for the air.
No, it's not.
The arrow.
Oh, the arrow.
Hello, caller.
Yes.
What the hell? A caller from space, perhaps.
He's calling from a live performance of Stomp.
You can give us a call at 646-929-1357.
And I must say, MILIVECAST on AIM.
That's a very long IM name.
No, I just repeated in Spanish.
And I'd like to thank...
Style.
All right, guys. I'd like to thank Speedo Man on IM for letting us know that we weren't on.
Did he send you another Speedo to put on during the show like a couple of weeks ago?
Only one E, so I don't know if it's pronounced Speedo Man.
Oh, maybe it's Spedo?
Spedo.
Spedo?
Waiting for Spedo.
Oh.
Listen, you're elevating this discourse to a new level that we're not accustomed to.
No more.
No more Beckett on this show.
Like the guy with multiple sclerosis.
I don't have multiple sclerosis.
Oh, you just blog about it?
And you never will.
Can you type if you do?
Well,
I don't really know what it does to people.
You could live with
You could use one of those Stephen Hawking things where he talks into the computer and then, like...
Guys, this is just...
What?
This is just very accurate. We have a second caller. Same caller. Second attempt. The first caller. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is...
Real name.
You should get a name picked out.
Yeah.
Are you like on the side of a bridge? Are you about to jump? You sound like you're in a
Do it.
Very dark place.
In a very dark place?
Yes.
We are too, said all
yeah.
What's your name? Come on, for real.
Oh, is this the PR guy that we spoke to? Dude.
No.
I don't work at any type of PR. thing.
Okay. Where do you work?
I actually don't work.
I can't imagine why.
Where do you live? What sort of city?
Long Island.
Oh, nice.
Busted. Now what? What's up, Massapequa?
What does it say on the outside of your cardboard box?
Oh, he's entertained.
It's called a winner, let me tell you.
So, you guys know that the new season of Entourage is starting on Sunday, right?
Wait a minute. Is this an Entourage? Yeah, is this an Entourage 3-teamer?
Jeremy Piven, thanks for calling in.
Oh, my God. We just got spam on the Metal Injection livecast. Delete.
Did you know that you could punch this picture of Obama and win a free iPod Nano? Look, it's right there to your right. What do you have to do with Entourage, seriously?
Nothing.
You just like it a lot.
What?
You just like it a lot. And you want to
Not
share
really.
It.
Not really. I mean...
Was there a commercial on the TV as you were talking to us that just recited what you saw on the screen?
Did a bus drive by your alley and have an Entourage ad on the side?
I don't have alleys in Long Island.
Your bush?
Yes.
Wherever you're passed out right now. All right, I think we've had enough of this.
All right, thanks a lot, Spammer. Thanks for
You're welcome.
A...
I love you.
I'm entertained by dementia.
I can only hope every call tonight goes that well.
Oh, my God.
I hope so. You could be one of those embarrassing, awkward calls if you pick up your phone and dial 646-929-1357. And another thing I wanted to talk about is Ozzy today in an interview with Classic Rock Magazine or some shit.
Yeah.
Basically said that on his new album, which he's currently working on, he's looking for a new guitarist.
Right.
And that he's not going to use Zakk Wylde.
Because Zakk Wylde's a prick, I guess.
Well, I mean, and he kept saying that all his songs just started sounding like Black Label Society songs.
It's true.
Which I actually thought that Black Label Society just sounded like Ozzy.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I think it's the other way around.
Over the years, it seems like Zakk's vocals have gotten more Ozzy-like.
Yeah, because Ozzy was on that one track, and then... Yeah,
and now every track sounds like Ozzy.
Yeah.
Right. But the crazy thing is that he didn't know about it. Like, he found out about it when you did.
Yeah, exactly. That he tweeted, like,
actually,
oh.
I'm fairly certain we found out about it before.
Yeah, all right, fair enough.
He's like, this is news to me. I'm going to see him in a few weeks. I'll ask him.
I'll have to talk to him about it. This is my first time seeing him.
We have a caller again.
Uh-huh. Is it the same guy? Yeah, it is, right?
No.
Who's this?
From Jersey.
You're on the air.
Is it Thor?
No.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yo, this is Ren.
Ren?
First of all, yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Ren?
How you doing? First of all, that last caller was a douchebag. Entourage is a show for tool bags. But yeah. Anyway.
Alright, you want us over.
Stop sucking up.
Anyway, are you guys going to be talking, or not talking, fuck, I'm fucked up right now. Are you going to be at the Pig Destroyer show on the 31st?
Yes, we will actually be covering that.
I'm so looking forward to that show.
You're going to be there?
Fuck yeah, man.
Oh, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if we can make it now.
I heard the cast of Entourage is opening up, no.
Son of a bitch.
It's going to be Pig Destroyer, Brutal Truth, and Repulsion.
And Jeremy Piven.
No, all right. Enough Entourage references.
Hey, well, I was wondering.
Okay.
Since it says on their MySpace it's a special show, do you think there's any chance we're going to get like a surprise agoraphobic nosebleed set? Maybe a couple songs? I don't know.
I would say no.
Yeah, no,
it's a Pig Destroyer show.
I think there's Repulsion or Flame.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't even, like, have any hope for that, because it's not happening. Sorry, Ren. Is Ren short for something?
Yeah, kind of.
Renfield?
No.
Renfield?
Short for my last name, but, yeah.
Oh, so it's like a nickname? You don't want to give out your real name?
Don't give out your last name.
Stalkers. What?
Never mind. All right, Ren, thank you for calling. We'll see you at the Pig Destroyer Repulsion show.
Yeah, he'll be the kid that's really excited.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ren. Right. We have a second caller.
You're on the air.
Or this maybe.
Hello? This is Brett from Long Island. I just want to know, who really cares about, you know, Ozzy? When was the last time the Ozzy was relevant? Like, really? Do you really care?
Well, I like that you came ready. You were, like, ready with a question. You're probably like, You are the most prepared caller in the history of the Metal McLaughlin.
Right.
We're like caught off guard by your preparedness.
We're the Metal McLaughlin.
Caught off! Issue 2! Is Ozzy relevant? Matthew Cannon! Sorry, you beat me to it. You sound like a bitch.
I think Ozzy's relevant in the sense that he's like our Mr. Met.
I guess.
Yeah, the mascot. Thank you. He's like Metal's mascot. He's like the one that my mom knows who he is.
He's Mr. Metal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. Like, I think his albums, his music, like, no one really takes it seriously that's, like, into metal.
Yeah.
But from my experiences at Ozzfest, mm-hmm. it's like he attracts people that we never witness at metal shows. Like, there are metalheads out there that go to one show a year, mm-hmm. and it's an Ozzy show or Ozzfest or whatever. Like, the year that Ozzfest was free, it was free. You could be in there all day. We showed up, and we were like, you know, the second stage area is right by the parking lot. Mm-hmm. There were so many people just tailgating the whole day, and then right before Ozzy went on, they just came in and were just like, you know, the total stereotypical, like, Ozzy!
That's more of a status symbol, I think, than actually his music anymore.
Yeah. People just want to go and have a good time, and Ozzy's...
But now he has, like, soccer moms, though. I mean, because he was on TV.
I don't think soccer moms are going to see Ozzy Osbourne.
I think they know
who he is. They'll watch something with him on.
I think soccer moms liked him when he was young, when they were younger. And then soccer moms.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, a lot of families will go to see Ozzy.
But also, what I mean is, like, he'll go on, you know, Ellen or something. I don't even know that he's been on Ellen, but he's on that type of show, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll walk out and all the 40-year-old women, "Woo! Ozzy!"
What the fuck am I doing here?
You can't see who they are.
This is totally weird. I made the live cast, you know, coherent and actually serious for like 15 seconds. It's really weird.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Yeah, don't you know what our program is here?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Let me break it back here. I'm going to recommend a Cynic song. Play a Cynic song. Play like Adam's Murmur during a break. Bring it back.
We might have to play Cynic just to offset
Adrian. Bring it back. Yeah.
Will be an interview with Paul Masvidal later, so stay tuned.
And Sid, you should replug your Facebook
page. Yes, go on to Facebook and look up Cynic Sorta Sucks. Join that group.
I like Cynic, though.
Okay, join anyway. We could start a debate. Maybe you could win some people up. Let's make this big. That's all I care.
I don't care
if you're on my side or not.
There are some pro-Cynic people that have joined that group just to argue.
Noah's in the group. Rob hasn't joined yet for some reason.
I refuse.
But Noah joined.
I'm going to try to kill you from the inside.
Yeah.
I'm going to take down the man.
Fine.
What would be great is if you could get all the members of Cynic to join it. That'd be like, you know what? I've been in this band for 4 years. I have to admit, I don't know what I'm doing. It sucks.
Already dirty jams. You know what, guys? What we're doing here is really so good.
You guys are wrong. They're amazing.
Basement.
How am I wrong?
You're wrong.
Everybody's wrong.
Cynic is awesome.
Except for Paul Masvidal. Do you know about Paul Masvidal's dad?
Oh, jeez.
We talked about this on the last show.
The one that got erased by the annals of time.
But I'll look it up. Why don't you guys
His name is Raul Masvidal.
Yeah, he was some kind of...
The base invasion. He defrauded his district out of a lot of money.
But you're deadpan. Like, your deadpan style, people are going to think you're full of shit.
No,
but he's actually telling the truth.
He's not, like, super zen-sounding like Paul was always.
No, he's like
In 1961, he participated in the CIA-sponsored Bay of Pigs. And in 1962, he was deployed by the U.S. Army...
Yeah.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, and he was a resident vice president of Citibank in Puerto Rico, Spain.
Is there any evil shit he hasn't done?
They call it Ciudad Bank. That. Just to be clear.
And also, he was president of Royal Trust Bank in Canada. Lots of banks. So Paul Masvidal was basically just
the Congress. Ripping people off part, isn't that in there? No?
Wow.
I think all of Paul's anger from his father is probably turned death, probably, because he's so pissed off at all that.
That's the thing. Paul was just like a rich kid who was like, why is my dad doing all this evil stuff? And then he was in the suburbs,
right.
And then he discovered drugs, She's like, I'm going to play spiritual music, man. I mean, the opposite of my dad.
I heard Raul Masvidal pretended to shoot someone in the face twice, and I said, it's a blabbermouth.
Here we go.
Raul Masvidal sounds like a badass. He's actually going to shoot Sid in the face twice.
Yeah, he would actually, he's like, James,
he probably hears this right
Why
now.
Why are you talking shit about my son?
Well, I didn't know Chuck Clark, bitch.
I slightly tinged that with Cuban. Come on.
I didn't know there was a specific Cuban accent.
In 2006, he was arrested and charged with a felony by a state attorney of Florida in connection with
Florida,
a public building contract.
Jesus.
The case is still pending trial.
Okay.
Shady.
But he might be innocent.
Probably.
I heard he held down young boys while Michael Jackson touched them. Is that true?
Suddenly that's in his Wikipedia entry. Suddenly that got in there.
Wow.
Nah.
Crazy.
Are you going to listen to the new Ozzy record with Paul Masvidal doing guest guitars on it?
That would be amazing.
No.
I would listen to it if Raul Masvidal did vocal.
I want to hear Ozzy try to pronounce the last name Masvidal. I want to hear Ozzy guest vocals for Cynic doing the vocoder vocals on a Cynic song. That's what I want in my life.
Want vocal Ozzy? Ozzy probably uses autotune. I can't even say vocoder.
Yeah.
I was watching some YouTube bootleg of him with Slash in Europe somewhere,
yeah.
And his voice sounded like karaoke. It sounded a little worse than James Hetfield's voice sound.
Really?
Yes. Ooh. And James Hetfield can no longer sing, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's bad because I did not totally hate the last Metallica album. I know that it didn't go over well or whatever, but to hear them play live, it's just disgusting.
It's awful.
They sound like a bad high school Metallica cover band.
Yeah.
I'm correct. They do. Thank you.
The best slash worst is when they're like, we're going to play a song that we haven't played in 20 years. Yeah. And then it's like, No. They play like a good song off like Ride the Lightning or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then it's like,
yeah,
I'm creeping. Yeah.
No, weird like, though, I actually saw them in January. They sound way. It didn't sound that bad. I don't know. It wasn't as bad as I expected.
You saw them? Oh,
yeah, he sounds a lot worse on YouTube and stuff than it actually is there. Maybe it was in the moment. I don't know.
Oh, I see. So, like, there, the echo kind of makes up for the poor singing and the reverb. The bouncing off the wall.
His voice cracked during that betrayal, which is hysterical.
Oh, his voice.
Yeah, it's like Peter Brady. When it's time to change, you got to rearrange. I'm also old enough to get that joke.
Yeah.
I got it. Have you heard him play like the Kill 'Em All stuff? That's the funniest. It is terrible.
I can't believe they still remember the Kill 'Em All stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's old.
Well, I'm sure they have rehearsals.
Yeah. No. They haven't do that. My favorite though is also Slayer. How?
I'm hypnotized by this barking dog.
He's a barking dog.
Don't you know we're doing a podcast? That's a decency dog.
I heard Raul Masvidal sent that dog in here to ruin our podcast.
Damn it!
Such a son of a bitch.
Fido Masvidal. Fuck it up. It's a progressive puppy.
CIA dog.
Have I ever? I don't know if I've ever heard a dog with vocoder, like bark with vocoder.
Oh boy!
I don't think the dog would have come over the mic if you pointed out.
It's so distracted.
It is distracting.
Yeah.
Voice.
It actually stopped.
But what was that? What was I talking about?
vocoder, James Hetfield,
back.
Yeah, you can't remember. Oh no, you can't believe that they still remember Kill 'Em All, and I was like, they. Probably have rehearsed.
Oh, I think what I was saying was I was reading an interview with Slayer in the new issue of Decibel magazine, and they're just like, yeah, we're the only band that's still fast. like Metallica, I don't know what they're doing. Like, I love those dudes, but I don't know what they're doing. And Megadeth used to be really great, but now, like, what the fuck, Dave Mustaine?
Yeah.
Like, they're just talking shit on everybody. I love it.
That one single, though, that Megadeth released.
The Head Crusher that he just put out?
Yeah,
that
sounded pretty.
Awesome.
Really?
Awful?
No, awesome.
Good.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was really, really good.
It sounded
awesome.
It sounded like Rust in Peace-ish.
Yeah, totally.
You want to play that?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. Ding!
Oh.
Max suck. Come on. All right, this is the Metal Injection Livecast, 646-929-1357. You can IM us at MI Livecast. It's 72 degrees in Central Park. And there's a dog barking in the background.
Do we have another caller? Oh. Here's the... Like, immediately starts up great. This riff. Song
like
called Head Crusher.
Yeah.
I think it also has to do with Chris Broderick being in the band too, because he's like a great guitarist.
He's amazing. He knows like everything about jazz theory and all that.
God, I'll start sit on that.
Why can't have, who cares about jazz?
It's
a metal topic. Just stop with your nerd
theory.
Talk.
It's theory.
Yes,
there
theory.
There are people who study classical music theory and jazz.
I'm already asleep.
Wait, I hear some jazz. There it is. It just went by.
This is awesome. This is, I think this, I've only found like Miles Davis.
I was just
Miles Davis. I can hear it.
You're just jealous that you have no talent.
No, wait, now Axel, right. Axel, you heard some rough demos, right, of this new CD?
I've heard rough.
Wow.
Did John Coltrane collaborate on this album?
How is it? Tell us. Tell the listeners.
I think saying it's their best is Rust in Peace and pushing your luck a little bit, but I think it's definitely their best.
All right. Well, I like Countdown, but people don't like Countdown.
I like
cryptic writing.
Well, but that's
too.
Why you would say Synth.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no, but I'm just saying, is that like what people, like, is there a negative?
I think Countdown was the last really good album.
Yeah, I really like Countdown.
Yeah.
Do you like Cryptic Writing?
No.
Honestly, I haven't
heard
it.
You're totally misunderstanding.
Yeah, no,
I think
you know that's
the combination. Why would people say it's their best? Is that just like the only one?
No, he's saying the other ones after Countdown to Destination weren't as good.
No. You were saying like a lot of people say it's their best since Rust in Peace,
yeah.
But I think it's their best since Countdown.
Right.
But like,
saying it's not as good as Rust in Peace, but it's as good as Countdown and better than anything else since Countdown. Rob doesn't speak English. You have to translate things for
me. No, but what I want to know is... No.
Is there any jazz on it? That's what I want to know.
Where's the flute interlude? Is there flute interlude? A cello, perhaps?
Yeah.
There's a song with some very nice acoustic guitars.
Oh. Are there any guest appearances on there?
Not
that
one. But I didn't get, like, a liner notes or anything.
It just came in like a radioactive.
It came in one of those. Yeah, exactly.
Open this slowly.
If you open this seal, you will rot hell forever.
Yeah. It's like digitally warm. I remember once I got a promo from Relapse. Like, this was 5 years ago when, you know, they just started putting like watermarking and shit on promos to prevent leaking. Like, that's gonna stop it. But I got a promo from them for the Dillinger Escapeland City, the Miss Machine, and. It was like, if you try to put this in your CD drive to rip it, it will break your drive, so don't even try. And then the CD itself was 120 15-second tracks that, like, the album was cut into.
Wow.
Like, it was in full songs.
Yeah, I got something like that.
It's just like, why are you going through all this length? Like, why is this necessary? Is this really going to prevent any sort of leaking? No.
You can just string the tracks.
Yeah, you could just rip it as a whole CD and then just, you know, look for all the silent parts and then just cut it. I mean, I guess that's why they don't do that anymore.
Thanks, you just brought down the record industry, Rob.
No, they brought themselves down.
Yeah.
And Relapse never bought an ad for Metal Injection again.
Oops.
Whatever.
Don't!
So what else is going on in metal?
Or
in the world.
The Ron Artest.
Yes. Why don't you explain
it? Sid, you want to explain what it is?
Ron Artest is a basketball player who's also completely insane. And
you may recall
He was part of that whole Pistons Pacers fan brawl where a bunch of basketball players ran into the crowd and were fighting with the fans. And
I remember that.
Yeah, he
even
was.
I know
guy.
About
He's
that.
He's that guy.
Yeah.
He has a record label called True Warrior.
Spelled wrong. Completely wrong.
T-R-U. Is Warrior spelled right? Is it
no,
one R?
Not even close.
It's one R, right?
It's one R and an E. It's Warrior.
There you go. True Warrior.
It's truly Warrior.
I think you like that True Calling show.
Yeah, I've spelled it for him.
And recorded a tribute rap for Michael Jackson. He had to break it down like that.
Which Michael Jackson would have been horrified
yo,
by.
Yo. On some real shit. Michael, you my nigga. Yo. I know a thug to cry for you, my dude. Ain't no R&B singer really ever makes me cry. Makes me want to meet you, touch your hand. You know?
Michael, you my nigga.
He's sensitive, Christ.
It's sort of like an Everlast song.
It is.
Except about Michael Jackson.
Exactly. Yes. You never know with him, though.
I ain't worth it, said you ain't worth it. I'm glad you wasn't going a mile away. Silence the mic.
But the music
like that note silence.
No vocal.
I thought you said silence to me. Why do you know how to cut a record? You just said you could have me open. Yeah. Michael, if I was 12, I'd let you bone me.
Get off my nigga.
Yeah. All the people hating on Michael can go to hell, but not the guy touching boys. He goes to heaven, my dude.
I know you in heaven. I hope to see you next year.
What does that mean? You think he's planning a die within a year?
No, Michael's coming back.
Oh, the new resurrection.
He's hanging out in heaven.
I think you need somebody else.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Now on the LA Lakers. Maybe him and Kobe Bryant can do a duet. Kobe put out a rap album that he said.
Face some sounds for Michael. Michael, you my nigga.
I don't like the word. Ron, you're not my type. You're a fully grown man.
I'm thrashing. I love this song. I love it. I'm sorry. Oh, you know what I heard? Pause it for a second. I heard that Metallica and Ja Rule cut a Michael Jackson tribute. Do you have that by any chance?
Please don't have it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, Michael.
I thought we were done with this thing.
What the fuck is this?
Oh! We got to introduce Axel to this.
A few years ago, rap producer, Swiss Beatz.
Oh, they took a Metallica riff and they put it on a...
I've never heard this on a Metallica song. This is an original.
Right.
This
took,
might be
it was
something
like an outtake or something.
Yeah, this might be an outtake, but
I've heard of this. I've managed to avoid it.
Let's restart it.
I'm taking my earphone.
No, it's phenomenal.
Hey, this is a total Metallica riff.
This is so much better than anything on St. Anger.
Completely true.
Oh, that was the best part. Can you do that again?
Yeah. The whole thing is one bit loose four times.
Yeah, we did it. Is that what you're saying?
Good. Rockstar, baby.
Will they ever tell us what it is?
No, they made another hit.
Oh,
yeah,
did it.
Which James's part is the part that's completely irrelevant and a non sequitur to anything Ja Rule is saying. There it comes. Nevermore you're whipping for.
What did you say? I wish on the radio or on the podcast we can get across the look on Axel's face right now.
It's like mild nausea.
The shock, the disgust.
Take a photo.
I just want to
remain anonymous.
This is, we can blur it out, you'll still see the nausea. This
it's
is
like, he looks so defeated.
This is the only place where this song has ever been played more than once.
I really think that we gave this more airplay than
yes, like than anyone combined
ever,
in the world
ever.
In fact, when people bought the Biker Boys soundtrack, which this is on, they just skip that track and go to the next one.
Oh, this is the Biker. Oh, this
yeah.
is on. I thought
Biker
this
Boys.
Was, okay.
It was on Biker Boys.
Fantastic.
Another a shitty movie with a shitty song on the soundtrack.
When did that ever happen? No, seriously?
Yeah. Go back to Ron Artest, please. That song kills me so bad.
Anyway, let's take our first music break.
All right.
Well, we played a new Black Dahlia murder song. We just have to get to it. Because
fuck you, we don't want you to hear it.
Yeah, that's what it was.
In the archive on iTunes.
Yeah.
You
unless
can
you're
hear it.
In the archive, in which case, huh?
So, before we get to some music, Chuck Blandington sent Sid this interview that he did.
Oh.
With
who was it with? With Paul Masvidal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Your favorite vocalist.
Right.
Better known as the son of Raul Masvidal, the Castro infiltrator.
So yeah, we're going to play that, and then we're going to go right into a little bit of music.
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington, with my special guest, Paul Masvidal, from the band Cynic. Hello, Paul. How are you this evening? I'm all right. Let me begin by asking you, where do you get your inspiration from?
Yeah, we'll go to service.
I'm sure that's all very interesting. If I could understand it, my next question is about your alleged drug abuse. Do you think all the drugs you've taken have affected you negatively? Well. On that note, I think it's time we signed off. Thanks again. Paul, any parting words?
Good job. Yeah, good with it. Why is it so? Go to college, go to work, get the money, go to school, get your wife, kid, work in college, go to high school.
Okay, back to you guys in the studio.
cocksucking motherfuckers out there. It's time to win a handsome hot bank in our tiger and cherry ass. Call our number.
Hey man, got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the metal injection live cast. Here it is.
Alright, we are back. Those are a few songs picked by Axel Rosenberg.
Want to run them
from
down?
Megasluts.com.
Oh my god, you have no idea how much I wish I worked at Megasluts.com.
It can happen. Well, we start out a little Coalesce. Then we moved on to some Doth, and ended up with a little Mr. Bungle.
Mm.
It wasn't so bad.
I tried to mix it up there.
Yeah. Also, you sound very excited to be on our show, Axel. I just want to say.
This is way more excited than usual.
What? How's that?
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. All right, we got another caller. Thor is in the green room, ready to come in.
Is that what that noise is?
Every room is a green room in the metal injection studio.
I hear.
Get it? It's a drug reference.
Oh, I thought it was because we're environmentally conscious.
I hear snorting.
Hello.
Who's this?
I hear the echo of our voices.
Turn your computer.
Three,
sound
two, down. One. You're done.
That's it.
Okay.
Am I going to be on the air or what?
Oh, Thor, just hang on a second. We're just wrapping some stuff up.
Is
that Michael?
What? Shut up. They're on the air.
Thor, you want to come in now or what?
You're not even going to introduce Thor Shredstein?
Because you're talking and it's coming over mic.
No. Where is the intro that I wrote up and demanded to be said?
All right, go back out. I'll do it.
Thor sounds like he has a cold today. What's wrong with Thor?
No, it's my sinuses. Shut up. I said it was in the contract that you would not mention that.
It's so weird how you get a cold at the same time Rob does.
Thor, I told you to take a Zyrtec.
Honey, I told you to wait in the green room. Wait, let him introduce me. Hold on.
Why do I have to wait? I'm right here with you. I don't understand why I got to wait in the green room. Give me something green, I'll wait in the green room.
All right, hold on.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, go completely out of the room so I can introduce
you. I don't feel like walking.
All right, fine. It's weird. It's weird because you're here and
I'll turn around.
I got to pretend. All right.
Turn around. I don't see this.
Ladies and gentlemen, here on the Metal Injection live cast, direct from Ocean City, New Jersey, the only guitar god in the history of guitar gods and metal god. This doesn't make any sense, Thor. This is retarded.
Keep going.
And his lovely queen, Bernadette. What?
Who wrote that?
You.
That is not her name.
What is it?
Bernadette.
No one, honey. Oh, my God. You're going to get me in trouble with my lady.
Trouble in paradise.
I'm just reading what's on the paper.
Nobody. No, this guy is dyslexic. How do you say that word?
For a second.
How do you there say it. That word?
Oh, this. You know what? This is actually the intro from 2008.
Oh, honey. Don't worry about it.
Well, anyway, Thor Shredstein, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm here with my main squeeze.
Antonella.
I was going to say.
All right,
that.
I'm just making sure. I don't know who Bernadette is, but
listen,
we're going to find out.
Listen, I'm
we'll
Thor Shredstein.
Later.
I'm
we'll
a guitar god.
Later.
Okay? You don't
do
talk to
show.
Me like this on the air.
Do your show.
Why did I bring her, guys?
I have no idea.
Anyway.
Why I have you, I don't know.
But she's very lovely. Antonella, is
thank
it?
Thank you.
Right.
Yes,
yeah,
very
don't,
lovely.
Don't talk to her.
Look.
In a platonic way, she's lovely.
Is that a real fur coat you're wearing, or is that fake fur?
It's real.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Well, would I let my main squeeze
is that be real?
Of course it's real.
I'm making sure, because I don't know who Bernadette is. Maybe Bernadette's got the real one. I don't know.
My God, you're never going to drop this with the... That was a year ago.
A year ago?
Gosh! I am a guitar god. I don't want to raise my voice with you because you're my main squeeze. But I am a guitar god, and guitar
gods... You gonna squeeze me later?
Guitar gods are entitled to virgins.
You gonna squeeze me later?
Baby, I can squeeze
right.
you right now. I don't care these
all
people.
Right.
How about that? Right. How about that squeeze?
Right.
You like that?
Yeah, I like it.
You like it?
I like
how about
it.
Here?
You know, I like
how about
it.
Here?
I like
over
it.
Here?
No.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Yeah, who's your guitar god?
You're my guitar
who's
god.
Who's your guitar...
You're my guitar god. I love you, baby. I love you. Go. Do your show.
Oh.
Do your show. Make me
I don't know if I could do the show now.
I will say one thing, though. We did that shoot together for Metal Injection.
I'm about to shoot right now, if you know what I'm talking about. Oh, that's what that was.
You know where.
Who knows how to shoot it?
You know how to
shoot it?
You know how to, baby. Go ahead. Do your show.
So, yeah, we were on that shoot. And
yeah, I'm about to shoot her right now. Who's this shooter?
You're my shooter, baby.
Who's
your
shooter?
Here.
Oh, no. I'm going to save it.
Save it for later.
Keep going.
And, yeah. You know, I know it's all over in the past and everything, but that Bernadette was a piece of
Can we stop?
I'm sorry.
She does not exist. She is no longer in the Thor universe.
She's not in
the Thorniverse.
I can't right now.
Honey.
Who is Bernadette?
Nobody. I told you. It was nothing.
Talk about it later.
Right.
Please. Anyway, we're here for a reason.
Yeah.
All right, we're here for a reason, and that reason is because I got my nephew, my young nephew, who I hear he is a webmaster of some sort, and he just learned how to use Microsoft Front Page.
Oh, really?
He's amazing.
He's a fan. He knows how to use computers. And Thor Shreds, you know, technology and Thor are like Michael Jackson and boys older than 13 years old. You know,
right. Check his email for him.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. The only technology Thor knows is the Shrednology.
Now, are you still using Prodigy on your
own? I actually have a CompuServe account.
Oh, okay.
But I don't want to talk about that. Anyway,
for sure.
Who's your CompuServe?
Who's your CompuServe?
You ever give her your floppy diskette?
Hey.
Floppy, baby. Floppy about Thor. There's nothing floppy about Thor.
It's a hard disk drive?
It is a hard disk drive.
I don't know what we're talking about here, but my dick is pretty hard, I got to tell you.
You made your dick move, baby, right?
Who made my dick move?
Who made my dick move?
I was confused.
So, yeah, your new website.
My new website, www.... Is that how it is?
No,
baby, www.
Period.
www. Period sign. Thor Shredstein.
Period sign.
Yep.
Info.
Info is correct.
Thor Shredstein. Period info.
You actually used to be on GeoCities.
Yeah.
But your nephew ported it over.
So. My nephew told me that it does not make sense for a guitar god to have a URL like GeoCities.com Coliseum/Silicon Valley/2475/Thor Shredstein's Ultimate Webpage. .html. You know, like when I had to get my business card made,
right.
It had to be like three business cards put together.
It had to be an 18-sided die, right?
It was the URL. Is that what that is?
Yes.
Did I say that right, honey?
You said it right.
Who's
baby.
Your URL?
You're my URL.
Who's your URL?
You
go, what are you going to download?
I'm going to download you, baby.
No. Do we still got to do this interview?
You're
going
to go down to right downtown.
Thor doesn't do that.
No.
We can't talk about that.
No.
It makes Thor
look weak. No, baby. Nothing weak about Thor. There's nothing weak about
Thor. That's right. That's right.
Who's my big man?
Thor is your big man.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Do your show.
She's very supportive of my...
Very supportive of his career. He's amazing.
Keep going.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you meant me.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Concentrate, baby.
I'm not going to download
it. Yeah, I also got a Twitter.
Twitter.
I think it's Twitter, baby.
Twitter, baby. It's just Twitter.
Just Twitter.
Baby. Who's my baby?
I'm your baby.
That's right, baby.
No, you're my baby.
Oh, I'm your baby, too.
Tell us about your Twitter.
I got it.
This is a little bit repulsive, I have to say.
What, are you jealous? No, we're.
It's just that she's a very attractive girl.
No, we're just jealous. Are you jealous because you want some Thor? Who wants some Thor?
This isn't Bernadette, right?
No, okay. This is Nowhere. Nowhere, how dare you not introduce yourself to my lovely lady?
Who are you?
Do you know her?
I don't know you.
You don't know Nowhere?
Who are you?
You don't listen to the live cast?
I know who you are.
All right, I had a thing with Thor back in the bathroom 3 years
ago.
Whoa!
No, it's not true. Honey, I was drunk. I was like, I don't care. I was looking for the first thing with boobs. I didn't find it, so I saw this girl. You know where I am.
You're my boobs. You're knocking my laptop offline with those.
Don't look. Why is everybody looking at my boobies? Hey, because they're beautiful
boobies.
There's nowhere else to look.
Yeah, I can't see over them.
Noah's my boobies, right?
Hey.
Noah likes my boobies, right?
Noah, you like a boobie.
A boobies?
I adore those boobies.
Your grandmothers are awesome.
Where are my fans? I thought you said my fans could call in and talk to the guitar guy.
I was going to say, we have to get to talk about your clash with Chickenfoot.
No, I don't want to mention I don't want to mention that.
You want to take a call first?
Yeah. You better be a Thor Shredstein fan. Hello.
We have 802.
You're on the air with Thor Shredstein.
Who are you?
This is Ontel Man. This is Artie over here.
Artie. Hi.
Artie, you're on the air with Thor.
Sid May.
Yeah, what do you want? Thor, do you, this is Thor, and do you worship me?
Anyways,
is this the type of listenership that you guys get on your show?
Really special song.
You love him. Just tell Thor how much you love him, Marty.
All right, Thor, you're wonderful.
Yeah. I know that.
What would you like to discuss?
What do you want to know about Thor Shredstein? Why are you breathing so heavily?
Do you not do any audio?
What's that?
I'm not breathing heavily, actually.
Okay.
We actually broke into a library earlier because we were trying to listen to your podcast.
You broke your library?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is Vermont. There's no internet connection around here. So, turns out it wouldn't work, so we were kind of fucked, so we had to bike back to call.
You biked to a library just to listen to our show?
Yeah.
That Thor Shredstein is on?
We took a screwdriver to the window.
Okay.
Gee, who else is there?
They have the only internet connection. Anywhere.
Let me ask you a question.
Are you with Raul Masvidal by any chance?
Got to say axe.
Where are you right now, and what is the number of the closest police station so I could call them and tell them?
The number is 911.
Really?
Hi, baby.
We are in Vermont.
You're in Vermont. Is it snowing there right now in Vermont?
I'm not sure.
Hey,
anyway,
do we got
can you request a song?
What's that? You want to request a song? Sure, you can request a Thor Shredstein song.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Does Thor Shredstein play Visenya?
Like what?
Visenya? What about Naglfar?
Naglfar, yes.
Naglfar.
We can't afford to have Thor do a live performance. It's not happening.
I didn't bring Betsy.
Okay.
I didn't bring Betsy around.
The only woman I'm not jealous of is that.
No, but you're my lover, but that's my mistress.
Well, his other guitar was named.
Anyway, I want to talk to some other fans of mine. We got any
Thanks
more fans
for calling,
on?
Artie.
Thank you.
Calling.
Stop breaking into libraries, you moron. I don't like that Paul Massey Bailey.
Well, that's the kid that sent me hate earlier today.
I want to ask. Was it someone on the air with Thor Shredstein?
You're on the air with Thor.
That's
Hello?
What I said. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Yeah,
I don't believe you.
I just found about this band called Lamb of God. Have you ever heard of them?
What?
Michael Jackson? Baby, do you think he came back like a Tupac?
Who's?
I heard.
Wait a minute. Who is a Tupac?
A Tupac is something that comes back all the time. I heard it. I don't know. I saw it on the on
that album.
Are you only knows about six packs.
Are you a Tupac? Or a three pack?
I'm not a Tupac. No.
Are you a -7 pack? Do you owe me packs? I
what?
Like cigarettes. I smoke packs of cigarettes. Do we got any more people? I don't like this smoke, Ron. Hang up on this guy. Hang up on this guy.
I'm interested.
Nah, what do we got? We got a phone call. We got a number. How can people talk to Thor Shredstein right now?
646-929-1357. Talk to Thor before he gets annoyed and leaves.
Now, let me ask you a question. Who is this Jewy-looking guy across the table?
I was wondering.
Thor, are you an anti-Semite? What's up with that?
No, I just want to know who this
Jew
over
here
is.
We have Jewish friends.
It's not Shredstein. It's Shredstein.
It sounds a little Jewy to me.
Thank you. We have Jewish friends.
What do you do?
You are actually the first person I ever interviewed back at Circus.
Oh.
It was in like 88.
Do you run that website, Morons Services?
I'm from, I think it's megasluts.gov.
Megasluts.gov.
Yeah.
I don't visit that site.
That is not the.
I don't visit that site.
You're
trying to get me in trouble.
Name, Thor,
no, that's not as a fan. That's a fan, honey. That's a fan.
Megasluts.
Do we got it?
Does that just have like naked pictures of Madeline Albright? Christy Tom.
And Bernadette.
What?
No, not Bernadette. Can you drop Bernadette? Do we got any more of my fans? I want to talk to some fans. I like fans.
Hello, you're on the air with Thor.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you want?
Is are the Metal Sex guys still there?
Yes.
What? I thought it was from Mega Slut.
Yeah, he's here. You want to ask a question?
Yeah, this is Carlos from Noise Creed, man. I wanted to ask you guys what you guys thought of Broken Side.
Thanks, Carlos. I think they're the greatest thing that's happened to music ever.
Let me ask you a question. Is this interview about Broken Side or Thor Shredstein? What's going on here?
Either way, man, we win. We all win either way.
Let me ask you, you write for that blog, Noise Creep?
Yes.
First of all, what a retarded name for a website. Whatever happened to Metal Flowers? That's a good name. Or Thor Shredstein. That's
you're
a great name.
Pixie Metal's a good name for a site. Somebody should use that one.
You said your name was Carlos? I read what you wrote about me, Carlos. That's
yeah,
not
what
fun.
Did I write about you?
You made that list about the hair metal? And where
was
Thor Shredstein? Thor Shredstein has the ultimate hair and is metal.
So that's what you didn't write about you that you're mad about.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said.
You know, the mix of Norwegian with Jewish last name threw me off. I don't know. I've never seen a name like that before.
I just explained that, all right? It's not Thor Shredstein. It's Thor Shredstein, all right?
Yeah, Thor Shredstein Taylor.
We should do exclusive Q&A on Noise Creep with Thor. I think we should do that to clarify what's going on. Because I honestly don't know what's going on.
What?
Join
you call yourself a metal journalist and you don't know about Thor Shredstein?
Oh.
I write for a blog, not for Decibel.
Bernadette knows about you.
Yo, what's Bernadette?
Enough of that Bernadette. Wait, what did you say on the phone there?
I said I write for a blog, not for a Decibel. I'm not an expert. You know what I mean? I'm not in print. I'm just online.
What is a blag?
Blog.
That's what I said, blag.
I think
guys, enjoy your night. Love it.
Answer my question. What is a blag?
Blag is. I don't know. I don't know.
What a terrible journey. He doesn't know what he works for.
He writes for one and he don't know what it is. Please. Thank you.
Oh, kids today with that journalism.
Thank you for calling.
What, we got another fan? Oh, is this a fan or another
this
blogger?
Another
blogger.
Hello?
Yeah, you.
Hey, what's up?
Who it is?
I'm Guillermo.
Hey, what's up, Guillermo? You're on the air with Thor Shredstein.
Where you calling from, Guillermo?
Well, I'm just calling because the guy of Metal Sucks is right there with you guys. And I just have one question for all of you. What do you think about all this shit of the deathcore and metalcore shit? Do you think this shit is going to end up someday? Because every day you go to MySpace and you find like 10,000 more bands every day. And actually they don't have any talent. What do you think about those bands?
Well, ask our guest, Axel.
I'm sorry, I only understood every third word.
I already said, let me answer your question, Guillermo. All right? I don't like...
Wait. Is this Guillermo from Nebraska?
That's right.
Yes.
Wow. We thought we lost you.
We thought we lost you forever, man.
Did DSide ever end up playing in your town? We called them. We asked them to. I don't know if they ever ended up swinging through. No?
Do you think it's your announcer, Guillermo?
No, my question is, what do you think about all these deathcore and metalcore bands?
Guillermo only understood Sid's every third word when he spoke.
Reminding you.
No, I understood the question now. What do we think of all the deathcore and metalcore bands? I think like any trend, some of them are good.
Except for shredding. That shred never wears out, right, baby?
Right, baby.
Who's your shredder?
You're my shredder.
Who's your shredder?
My shredder.
Who takes care of your lettuce?
Take care of my lettuce M-I-P-A.
When I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection live cast.
Baby, can you talk like that? It sounds sexy.
No.
Try it.
Hey, Guillermo, you a Thor Shredstein fan? You
a
Thor Shredstein fan, Guillermo?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah? What's your favorite Thor Shredstein album?
The last one.
Wrong answer. Wrong answer.
Good answer.
The correct answer is all of them.
That's right, baby. All of them.
That's probably my best work.
Who's your biggest fan?
You're my biggest
That's
fan.
Right, baby.
In boob size.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do your show.
This poor bastard calls in with a serious question.
What is he thinking?
Guillermo, you think my girlfriend sounds hot?
Yeah, she does.
That's right.
What
are
you
talking?
You can't talk about you like that.
Do you think she sounds hotter than Bernadette?
Oh, no.
Who is Bernadette?
Nobody is, but Guillermo, do you know Bernadette?
No.
I'm going to find out who Bernadette is.
I don't know who she is either.
And when I do find out,
this
you know
is a one-time thing, baby.
On the couch.
I like couches.
Go to your mother's house.
No, I don't like my mother's house.
Go to your mother's house. She'll cook for you.
Wait, do you live at her, at Antonella's house? Is that how this arrangement works?
Well, why not? I'm on the road. I don't need an apartment.
I just figured you had enough money to get your own place.
Yeah, I'm a cheap guy.
You're not cheap, baby.
I save it.
This is our coding?
Are you sure you're not Jewish?
No, it's theme, not time.
We have Jewish friends, though.
Okay. All right. That's... I don't think you're, like, anti-Semitic or anything. I'm sure you know many good
sure.
Jews.
Sure, thank you.
It is Ocean City. There's tons of Jews over there.
Listen, we have Jewish friends. They live in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Was there another caller?
Hey, caller, you still there?
Guillermo. What's your name? Guillermo. Hello?
Hello?
Thank you.
Hey.
Hey, got a nice...
I want to tell you thank you for calling, and thank you for being a fan of Thor Shredstein.
Sorry I didn't get an answer to your very thoughtful question.
No, that dude from that blah answered it. You, right there, I'm looking at you.
No. Okay. Did you have a nice speaking, guys.
Oh, thank you. You too. Be safe, okay, honey?
Bye.
All right, bye-bye, honey.
Viva la Rasta.
Arriba la Rasta.
Wait, we got, what's this? Well, what is Noah saying?
It's like Surf's Up, remember, from the show? Surf's Up.
Oh, who's your surfer?
You're my surfer.
Who's your
baby.
Surfer?
You're my surfer.
Who's your
you ride the wave.
I ride your wave.
That's right, baby.
Your pussy
ride...
wave.
Oh, my God, honey, don't talk like that right now.
Who rides
there.
Your pussy wave?
I thought you don't do that.
But we have another caller.
Caller.
Oh, sorry.
Not You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air with Thor.
And Antonella.
And Antonella, Lou. Axel, Rosenberg.
Who it is?
Lou.
Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Louie.
Hello, who is this?
Louie, honey.
How are you, Lou? What would you like to talk about?
Louie, where are you from, baby? Hello?
Lou.
Lou, from where?
Lulu? It's
Louie. I think he's just barking.
Oh, it's the dog in the next yard. Is that what it is?
It's not a conversation.
He got a
Lou.
Number.
Lou.
Dave. My name is Dave.
Who's Lou?
He's got reverb on his voice.
Dave. My name is Dave.
Okay, Dave. What's
Dave
up?
Dave Mustaine?
I'm talking on speakerphone. My name is Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Well, Dave, are you from New Jersey, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm from.
What exit are you from?
Hello?
Lou,
Lou is no
exit. That's not an exit. That's not on the parkway or the turnpike.
Wait a minute. Are you one of them dudes that likes other dudes? Is Lou your exit?
Why are we
entrance?
Oh,
why are we engaging this?
Who's the entrance? Who's it? Wait, no.
You fucking ass, yes, or are you calling me some kind of faggot? All right. Do you know who I am? I'll fucking rip you in half. Okay.
Who is this?
We have gay friends. Okay.
He's the guy who's gonna kick your fucking ass. All right. I'm like 10 feet tall, motherfucker, okay?
10 feet tall?
Yeah.
10 feet tall? You can't be 10 feet tall.
You're not threatening my baby Thor, are you?
Okay, you don't know how I do shit, okay? Okay, I'll fucking impale you with a fucking string.
Listen,
okay?
I'm
no, honey,
oh,
hold on
goodness.
A second. Nobody talks to my baby
this
like
that.
This
is three mental patients arguing. It's a new segment.
Let me tell you something, you pussy. You sound like such a fruit base.
Tell him, baby.
That I don't even have to take you out. I could let my main
That's
squeeze.
Correct.
My main squeeze. My main
ding.
Squeeze, Antonella.
For 100 points.
My main squeeze, Antonella, could beat the shit out of you. I don't even
right,
got to try.
Right, baby.
You fucking kidding me? She's
no.
fucking, I'll fucking kill her with a
what?
Dog. I'll
what?
Fucking throw a dog at her and kill her.
Cut that guy off.
You know, I just want
to
say.
How dare you? How dare you not squint in your phone calls to not have moron like that douche?
I just want
to
say there are many times when I wish we had a call screener. This is not one of them.
Yeah.
This is one call that I'm glad got through.
Who do we got anyone else that's not a retard?
Can't help
hey,
you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Friend. Who it is?
Hey, who's this?
This is Zach Wilde's Pinch Harmonic.
Hey, hey. Wow, that sounds pretty good. Hey, Zach Wilde's Pinch Harmonic. Do you want to do a guest spot on Thor's new record?
Well, it depends, because sometimes I have a southern accent, even though I'm from New Jersey, and sometimes I sound like I'm from New Jersey. It depends.
I didn't hear any harmonics in that answer.
It depends if Scott Ian lets me come by, because I'm supposed to be doing some squeals on the record, on their record coming out soon.
Oh, no,
so.
No, you don't do. No, listen, Zach Wilde squeal. Are you gonna,
listen, one squeal for yes, two for no.
You're going to do my record.
Right?
Yeah, I thought so. I thought, is it going to be the greatest selling record of all time?
Well, Ozzy fired me, I heard, so maybe I'll have more time on my hand. But at this point, I might even join a screamo band at this point. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. Are you sure you don't just have Tourette's or something?
No. I don't know why everyone's making fun of the squeal today. I was watching, I was looking at the blogs and the sites, and everyone's saying the squeal was it's played out. But I don't know, man. I think it's coming back hard.
Are you by any chance a member of?
I'm pretty hard. Who's hard?
You're hard.
Who's hard?
You're hard.
Who's hard?
You are.
We can't get any jokes in until the segment's over.
Sorry. What were you saying?
Baby, what is that?
Chaos.
It's a guitar squeal. You know what I? When I take the guitar and I touch it that way, I touch you. Who touches you?
Oh, we need background music for this sex talk. Let's hear it.
You can call me a pinch harmonic or a squeal. It doesn't make a difference to me, man. It's all good.
Squeal, baby. Who makes
you
squeal?
I make
you
squeal, baby.
That's right, baby.
I make you squeal.
That's right. Tell everybody.
Well, I apparently make Zach Wilde squeal, too.
Be careful.
All right, listen, guys. I got to get off to the bar and hang out the BLS chapter tonight. So just wanted to call in and say I'm a big fan.
Okay. Our fans.
I got to say, I don't know who that retard is, but that was the most entertaining call that I have ever heard on this shitty podcast of yours.
Agree. That was Zach Wilde's Pinch Harm.
Anyway, I think I'm going to get out of here because I'm over you, retard.
No.
You got some business to take care of.
Who's got some business to take care of? Who's got some business to take care of? I love my Bernadette. Hey, Pinella.
Who is fucking Bernadette?
I got to get out of here, guys. I got to get out of here. add me on friend Thor, Twitter, Twitter, Facebook.
Twitter.
GhostRedTeam.info. /GeoCities.
Right.
SiliconValley.org.
Right. Bosh Redstein, everybody. Thank
and
you
Antonella.
Very much.
And Antonella.
And Antonella.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So what are we going to do? We're going to take a break? Oh, shit. It's flooding.
Right. Wow, there is a lot of fans. Guys, I picked the wrong time to take a giant dump. I was listening to the show in the bathroom. So many callers.
Yeah, there were a lot of callers.
I can't believe
there's a trail of flies around your ass.
If you want to call and not have to talk over Thor Shredstein, the number is 646-929-1357. Guillermo.
Oh, we got, Guillermo, I'm so sorry how Thor acted to you. Thank you for calling us again. Yeah, we got a caller.
Caller, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. Hello. Who's this?
Yes.
Lou.
Did you guys hear about the new Immortal album?
No, tell us about it. Tell us about the new Immortal album.
The new Immortal album and a priest walk into a bar.
And then tell us about the new season of Entourage.
Hey, hey, okay. Guys, did you guys hear about how Gorguts reunited?
Gorguts reunited? Is that what you
tell us about it. Who's in Gorguts now?
It's just Luke LeMay, but they have a guy from Kralis, and his name is Colin Marston, and he's also in Dysrhythmia, and it's going to be really good. They're going to make a good album. I'm really excited for it. Are you guys excited for it?
Oh, yeah.
We're clearly not as excited as you are for it.
Oh, my God. I'm excited. I can't even believe it. It's like the Hello?
Believe it. I hear you.
Like you know, the first two albums, and then yeah. On the last two albums, they sounded weirder, and you know, which album is it going to sound like, you know? It's a mystery, right?
It's killing me.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 42, 40.
For real.
Hello?
14? Hello? You're 14.
I'm 13.
13. What's your name again?
My name?
Yeah, for real.
It's Dave.
Dave. Everyone gives Dave. That's the first name people think
it's
of.
It's really Varg Vikernes calling us.
We have to get this guy to be our, like, metal gossip columnist.
Yeah, could you
do Blandy?
Could you call us every week with, like, a news update?
Get his information off the air.
Oh,
yeah,
my
God. What else is going
God,
on?
Really? Really? You guys actually let me do that? I can't even really... Oh my God!
Are you going to any shows coming up, Dave?
Oh yeah. Do you guys know that Repulsion? They're playing. They're playing in the city for Albert Mondrian's new book, the thing with the 25 albums, and they're playing with Pig Destroyer and Brutal Truth. Right? Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, you know about that?
I think I do.
Anyone let's talk like this?
Hey, Dave, you live around New York?
What?
You live around New York? Yeah, it's talking his language.
You live around New York?
Yeah.
He sounds like he's jerking off.
Yeah, I think he's...
Are you jerking off to the live cast?
Is it the
really bassy tone of Axel's voice?
What?
His baritone?
Yes.
Give him a little voice.
Hello?
Dave,
The guns are on.
I think
they're not brutal enough. I only listen. I only listen to music that is at least 300
Dave, if you lay your speaker down on the ground, I will do that thing Howard Stern did in that movie.
Ready?
Excuse me?
I'm not actually going to do that.
All right, Dave. Dave, are you going to give us news updates every week?
Yeah.
Do you have any more news to give us?
The news theme.
Yeah, Living Color, they released a new song today. Did you guys hear it yet?
We did.
What's it called?
Living Color.
Oh, Living Color.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't know, but I didn't really like it because it wasn't really fast and they didn't scream in it.
Give him a break. He can't get all the info. It's his first try at this.
What kind of music do you like, Dave?
I like brutal death metal and grindcore.
We need to get a sock puppet and just manipulate it while this guy's talking.
He does sound like a sock puppet.
Hello, everybody.
Is Lamb Chop in the room with you by any chance? You have a Lamb Chop there now.
It's Dave and Sacco giving the metal news for the week.
All right, thanks for calling in, Dave. You too are very entertaining.
Hello?
Any final words?
Yeah, I just want to say I love Axel Rosenberg, and I love Thor Schredstein, and I love Rob, and I love Noah, and I love Sid, and I love everyone else. I just love all you guys. You make my life so great. I love all of you. Oh, yeah, you're all so cool. I love you so much. Can I...
You love everybody but me. Thanks a lot, you fuckface.
You're probably better off, Terrence. He's a that's true.
I'll be the only one that doesn't wake up dead with his genitals not slashed off tomorrow.
With a horse head in the bed.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What a show.
Is this the best show ever? I think this might be the best show ever.
I think our callers totally stole the show.
Wow. Yeah. Call
you.
And I also want to apologize to Carlos Ramirez for the way that Thor Shredstein acted.
Yeah, Carlos,
the blogger.
Carlos is the next guy.
To call him nice. Yeah. Thor Shredstein has no respect.
Yeah.
No. I think he left his girlfriend here, too. I think she's still here.
Wow.
I didn't see her leave with him. He just ran out the door.
I'm still here, but he'll pick me up. Don't worry.
I've heard that Jersey girls are into gangbangs. Is that true?
Don't get any ideas. All my baby will beat your ass.
I just thought, you know, go in the room. He won't know anything.
Excuse me.
Okay.
And I don't like that last caller didn't say that he didn't love Antonella.
Yeah,
thank
really.
You.
What
thank
Bernadette?
You. Can you tell me who Bernadette is?
She's just a broad, you know.
Broad.
Yeah, she's
uh-huh.
some girl.
Where
he dumped
live?
Her a long time
where
ago.
She, live?
She lives in
where
she
live?
Hoboken.
Hoboken
she works
where?
At the Arby's.
Arby's?
She works at he met her at Arby's.
Yeah, he bought her.
She's a skank.
He bought her a fur coat, you know.
No, he bought me a fur coat. But, he didn't
yeah.
buy nobody else a fur coat.
Okay.
He bought her a roast beef sandwich.
And a fur coat.
He didn't buy nobody a fur coat. And he buys me diamonds. Thank you.
Did he try that Arby's thing on you on the first date, too?
Let's leave her alone. Let's leave her alone. Come on, guys.
Thank
not
you.
In Jersey, going to Arby's is another way to say going to third base.
There you go.
So, I mean, we were going to do a music break, but we don't really have that much time left. So should we just move right along to the Thrash It or Trash It?
Yeah.
Well, that sort of counts as a music break, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a music non-break.
Well, then,
music.
Then we're in our new next segment. Thrash It or Trash It. Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Now, where are these songs going to be culled from?
Well, this is from our promo bin.
Oh, the box, the magic box.
The magic box of mystery.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And basically, if this is your first time listening to Thrash It or Trash It, we constantly get promos from unsigned bands and all this, and we can't really go through all of them. So we decided we would just do it on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We give it a minute, and if we like it, we thrash it, and if we're not feeling it, we trash it. But if we thrash it, we play it for a little longer.
Now. Right? Now, last time we had something unprecedented happen. We liked two of the four things that we played, which never happened before.
We usually hate everything.
Yeah.
We were really, really
drunk.
We were really, really drunk. That's why we liked it.
Now, the first song is by Ron Artest, right?
Thrash It or Trash It. Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Rob, why don't you play the intro again while you look for CDs?
Oh.
And why don't you talk while your mic is on? Things that
I didn't know my mic was
on.
I didn't know my mic was on.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll just play it again.
Let's try to
thrash
have a professional
trash.
Show.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
No, say it excellent.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Thrash It or Trash It.
Rob's now looking through the garbage for a CD.
Next week, tune in to guest host
Guillermo. That's not garbage.
Guillermo, you manigo. Call back in.
We'll re-record that song next week. If you call in, you will get a chorus of that song dedicated to you. How about that? Anybody? Michael Jackson? You
I am so happy that Guillermo called us back. Though.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And he hung up on us, too.
And I think he has been at, like an inside joke off the air.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
like
glad
a good,
that he's
a
heard
good
it
joke.
Now. But his English has gotten better, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He's practicing.
Good for him. He sounds better than he did when he recorded the bumper for us.
It's true. Yeah.
That must have freaked him the fuck out. It was like he was talking to himself.
Can we hear that bumper again?
He was through the looking glass.
This is the bumper Guillermo recorded for us. It's there somewhere. Starts with a G.
This is your announcer, Guillermo, reminding you, when I wake up from my 23 and a half hour siesta, I listen to the Metal Injection livecast at metalinjection.net.
All right, what do we got?
We got a chick band.
Really?
I think.
I'm a fan of those.
What's the name?
Chick Band.
A press kit,
he means a piece of paper.
It says
one sheet. Is that what they're called?
It says the lead singer is Janie Lane. That's cool. All right.
Tongues. The name of the group.
The Lesbo Chick Band.
They consist of well-established musicians from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't seem like it would be a metal band. This has members of Apocalypse Hoboken and Joan of Arc, bands that I have both seen in concert.
Oh, yeah.
Is Bernadette in the band Hoboken?
No. Apocalypse Hoboken.
So let's skip
whatever.
It, if it's not metal.
This might be metal, but it doesn't...
What are the names of the songs?
We got
Billy
Cool
Air Sandwich is a real band, right?
Yeah. Oh, they played the Temple.
Yeah.
Smartest Man in the World, The Creamer, Fudged, Meat Hooks and Chopping Blocks.
I don't know.
Meat Gum.
There's a lot of meat references there.
Amazing Grays.
Amazing Meat.
I don't know. It seems like a legit band.
Yeah.
I want this CD. Play one song.
All right.
This might be a Sid special.
This is Tongues on the Metal Injection Livecast. In 3, 2, 1.5. Oh, give it a second. Tom Waits single.
Well, I got a Butthole Surfer.
But I was thinking.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, so you're thrashing it, Sid.
Yeah. Anything punky, I'll thrash.
It's all right. I wouldn't.
I'm going to trash it just in spite of Sid.
I expect nothing less.
This is Noah's Cynic.
Wisteria Cottage.
Sounds great already.
How about that?
Can we look at the press kit and guess what it's going to sound like first?
There's just the CD booklet.
Oh, what do they look like? Is there a picture of them? It's too fucking dark out here. Why are we doing this show in the forest?
No band picture.
It's grim.
No band picture. All right, let's read this, all the tracks.
Got
a flashlight?
Mythology of our existence.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here's a photo.
Okay.
Darren, I think if you would take your cap off, you might have less shadow above your eye.
No, still the same.
Oh, this is going to be...
It's going to be great.
Terrible.
Can you describe the band? Their appearance?
This is going to be deathcore. Really low rent.
It's going to be... I agree with you, by the way.
I mean, look at that logo.
Yeah, they got like polo shirts.
Yeah, what the fuck are they wearing?
Yeah, they look.
They look like their mom dressed them.
They look like hipsters, like wannabe hipsters.
Ready? Let's see what track.
What? Here we go. Confined, Devour Thy Throne.
It's got to be track 4.
What's it called?
What's track 4?
Failure to Succeed.
This is It's gonna sound like it was recorded through a garbage can, by the way.
Our show last week.
Oh, those are the folks? Okay. Am I improving this? I should stop.
Slightly.
Sounds like that little dog that's doing the capping. No, but I mean, with those kind of dogs, do, you know,
what do you think,
ones.
Axel?
I really like how it just picked one thing and did it over and over and over again.
Yeah. I think they're being very original here, and that I've never heard
I've
this
never
type
heard
of song.
Anything like this. This is a game changer.
You never heard?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the game changer if the game is Guitar Hero 3.
And that you would change the game if this song was on, right?
Yes.
So what do we say, people?
Trash it.
Trash.
Trash.
Can we repeat the name of the band for that? If anybody ever asks me again,
no,
if I want to hear them, I guess I know.
Wisteria Cottage.
Thrash it or trash it.
Wisteria Cottage, you've been
sorry
trashed.
Sorry to disrupt the intro for the fifth time.
That's quite all right.
Now, we have another band that was sent in the same package as this band.
So you know it's going to be quality.
We have
Chelsea Grin.
Well, when I
like
stuck
a
my
ad.
Dick in the mousetrap the first time, it hurt. But this time,
that'll be awesome.
I just want to say fuck you for making me listen to this, Rob.
Let's see this. Yeah, well, this is like.
Why
the
I like the album cover. I like the album.
You
cover.
You do? Are you being sincere right now? I can't
like
tell.
It looks like something from a Korean horror movie.
Yeah, one of the guys looks like Stephen Baldwin. Right here. Look at this guy.
Maybe it is.
There's another guy. It could be.
Like a pot dealer.
The rest of them look like they just finished playing Street Fighter Champion Edition.
All right. Crew Kabanger.
What are we guessing this is?
Anathema of the Sick.
Uh-huh.
Are you just saying words?
Shine Stokes.
Yes.
Disgrace. These are the tracks.
Rob, log off WebstersDictionary.com and let's play
these
song.
These are the words of the day.
Oh, okay. Grindcore.
I'll pick Lifeless.
Okay.
Yeah, same shit that we just heard. But
right.
Different packaging.
Okay. It's funny if it's the exact same track. they just repackaged it 10 times.
I already cracked.
Cut it off. Now.
It's got a triangle to tell you that now we're going to take off.
Wait, let's
hear
that
again. Song starts now. And your turkey's done.
Your turkey is done!
Here's your toast. Someone's at the door.
Save that to have us drop to use from now on. That will be getting far.
Yeah.
You cannot scroll further down in this window.
I'm going to make that my ringtone.
Wait, can we play a different track if they do that at the beginning of the
song? We're going to go...
No. No, that was his computer.
We're going to go to Disgrace.
Ding!
Now, this is dark and powerful. I get it.
What's he saying?
I don't know.
He's saying, I don't give a fuck.
That'll never get old.
Wait,
no,
wait.
You speak growl?
Yeah, it's a hidden talent
but
I have.
If only people who know jazz.
requires a lot of years of
triangle
study.
In jazz, right?
So that wasn't classically influenced then.
No,
that was jazz.
Your dress is lined with blood?
Let's do it again.
What is that, a Tampax ad?
No.
I'm sorry, I fucked over.
That's just clear in the throat before he starts singing.
Play it again, I fucked over.
You know what it sounds
motherfuck,
like?
Motherfuck, it sounds like.
It sounds like that Ozzy fan, the Sabbath fan in that viral video. He's going, I'm going to fuck his face!
That's what it sounds like, ready?
And then his head falls over and he hits a triangle.
Oh my god.
I'm a fucking bird.
Ding!
I gotta find that now. Just
okay.
Just to get that.
Play them together.
Yeah.
See, it even has the ding sound.
Oh.
He sounds like Chris Farley, that guy. Sounds like.
Get out of the way. It totally sounds like.
That guy, he sounds like, remember when Chris Farley did that? You know that time when you played when you introduced Paul McCartney? Remember when you made that Beatles album? That was fucking awesome. Ding! Do it again.
Get out of the way. Don't get fucked up. The songs we trash end up getting played way, way more than the songs we trash.
I mean, come on. This is just... Wow. Chelsea Grin, if you guys are ever in Brooklyn, we want a live performance.
Yeah.
Where are they from? Give us a little background on Chelsea Grin.
Do they have a triangulist? I can read in the fucking dark.
Well, get it to sit. This isn't a light.
I got it. All
right. Or use your laptop as light.
Chelsea Grin has awakened the metal industry with their technical ability.
Oh, we're definitely awake.
Raw talent and commanding stage presence. As a young band, they have already received much praise for their astounding technicality and unmatched energy.
From who?
With a devastatingly heavy sound and intense vocal prowess, it's no wonder that this Utah-based quintet is quickly climbing.
Fucking Mormons.
Climbing the, they are Chinese, too.
Chinese Mormons.
Austin Marticorena on bass. They all have normal names. That's boring. Here's the. I thought there was going to be, like, you know, Joe Chin or something.
Whoa. Let's stop the presses here.
What?
We have someone on instant message called... I can't even pronounce this.
We don't have to give away screen names.
It's like Honey Nuts, but it's written very weird. And he claims that he has seen Chelsea Grin live.
Really?
He saw them 2 weeks ago.
Really?
You need to call on the show, 646-929-1357.
There's only 5 minutes for you to tell us the story.
You only have 5 minutes to call us up and let us know what's up here.
Ask him if they had a triangulist on the tour.
There's only 6 songs on this disc, so they had to have done that one.
It says they played Fall Brawl in Toledo, Ohio, with such big names as Blood Runs Black, Immure, Terror.
It totally makes sense.
Yeah. Averages. Oh, listen to this. Hold on to your seats. You ready? Averages a pull of about 450 kids at each hometown show.
450 kids go nuts for this.
If it loads.
Oh, God, this is part where the triangle comes in. Yes!
You won't call it in.
All right.
It's like the metal version of Pavlov's dog.
We have any more any more candidates?
Yeah, I got one more ready.
Okay.
Band apparently is named Journal.
Okay.
The album is Tragedy. Casualties of War.
And I'm going to play it live, so it's live Journal.
What?
Rob likes that joke extra because he's a web developer.
I'm not as good as Thor's nephew, though.
Well, I made that. I only was able to make that joke because I know Jazz Theory.
How lucky for you. No Jazz Theory.
All right, we have the relationship between two guitar parts. Hey, Ryan, quit acting like Borat.
That one.
Casualties of War. Blue-eyed sexy baby. It's not my fault. It's the San Andreas fault.
Mm-hmm.
Sicker than Joseph's of the Earth.
I have a feeling that the titles are going to be way more clever than the music.
I
Let's do the Borat one. Yeah, they rhyme to acting like Borat. That has to be their hit.
I'm expecting Triangle.
I wish I had that old song queued up, but I could just play that again.
Yeah.
Oh.
Foreskin?
I'm actually a foreskin.
Foreskin! What about my foreskin?
Why your wall? Come on in.
It actually isn't that bad. Let's try another song.
Terry just came on his wall.
I said put on a different song. This is a different song.
Oh.
Alright, let's try another one. Okay.
Wait, this is the balance.
Kick in or end? Oh. I don't know, I actually kind of dig
this.
Yeah.
The song titles are just killing me.
They're just probably just a bunch of kids having fun. Journal is the name of this band. They have a URL on their CD.
MySpace.com/journalmusic.
Seven.
It's too bad that their name is Journal, because I don't want to tell anyone that I would listen to a band called Journal.
Yeah.
But we really dig it. I give it a thrash.
I don't like it. Trash.
What do you think? What do you think, Axel?
I thought it was pretty good.
Stella, what do you think?
Eh.
Change the name.
Eh.
All right. 3 out of 5. Do we have a caller?
Yeah. 2 minutes left.
All right. 2 minutes to have an entertaining phone call. Let's see if we can do this.
Hello.
Hello.
Here.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Honey Nuts. Or
who
John.
Is it?
Oh, this is the guy that saw a grinning chainsaw or whatever it was.
Oh, you're over it?
Chelsea Grin.
Whoa!
What's up?
So you saw, wait, this is Honey Nuts? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how were they? Are you a big fan of theirs?
Not really.
Where did you see them?
In Toronto.
When they were playing, did everyone just stand around, like, waiting for someone else to come on?
No, it was like a tiny show, so it was like 10 kids who are really into it.
Oh, okay.
And you were one of those kids. Come on, don't lie.
Okay, yes, I was headbanging.
Because I read in their press kit that they packed the shows with 450 crazy kids every show. So.
That was just on average, so there's room for a 10.
Oh, okay. And then they giant stadium to balance it out. So.
And as you can hear, the blog talk radio bitches are like, you guys got to get off the air. So thank you for calling in, Honey Nuts.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay, so someone actually did see them play.
They actually exist.
Okay.
That's cool. Well, I think this has been an amazing show.
Yeah, it's
and
been
really,
chaotic.
Really, we have our callers to thank.
they stole the show, and so did Thor and Burl.
Yeah, why don't they fucking bring it back?
It's Antonella. Thank you.
All right,
she's angry.
So thank you, callers. Thank you, Axel, for coming in.
Thank you. Yeah.
Great job. Sid, Noah.
Darren, thank you.
What about
Antonella? Antonella, thank you.
I was getting there. You're so pushy. Jeez.
All right. Go back to the green room. Thank you to Jenny and Christina.
Yeah, Ron Artest.
Carvel,
yes. Our new sponsor,
thank
Carvel.
Thank you, Paul Masvidal, for lending us some time.
And Raul for allowing us to live.
For being an evil cocksucker.
Yeah.
And, seriously, thank you to Chelsea Grin.
That's our new drop.
I think that should be the new beginning of our intro.
That's
right,
fine.
Right before the
intro.
And anyway, that's our show.
We're getting the signal.
Bye.
Noah's all like, get off the air. We're like, fine, we'll get off the air.
Hello. This is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers.